clinical and professional performance, Gary, beating Hull Crowe Boys 3-0 in the Lancashire Junior Cup semi-final.
Yeah, I mean, we said that before the game, that their attitudes have got to be good. You know, they've beat some good sides, Hulker, to get to the semi-final. No more than obviously fouled at their place, but I'll be honest with you, it could have been 6 or 7 tonight. I thought we were really good, attitudes were great, played some good stuff on a nice surface, and the lads obviously that come back into the team did themselves justice, and some nice performances tonight from some of the lads.
Like I said, 3-0, it doesn't look like a commanding victory, but on chances created it could have been a lot more.
Yeah, chances created, but just our football, I thought our tempo of our play was good, and just the lads' attitudes were good. We were hungry to the last minute, you know, still bombing forward. A lot of the lads, we pressed them really well, never given them an opportunity to play, and it was a good performance from us.
Obviously, first 5 minutes, did that set the tempo, getting an early goal by Chrissy Almond?
I think so, yeah, and on top of that, I thought it was some really good play. I thought Adam Mather, you know, was exploiting him down the left-hand side brilliantly. His best game for a long time tonight, back to where he is. You know, he's been good in recent weeks, Adam. But, you know, some lads have not played for a few weeks. They come in tonight, did 90 minutes, and I'm pleased with them. It just shows the quality and depth of the squad we've got.
Jack Lynch, with the pick of the goals, with an absolute fantastic finish.
Yeah, Jack's a good footballer. I mean, Jack's been unlucky, you know, been on a winning run lately, but... you know, Jack's a good footballer, you know, and I think he's going to be a good player for us in the future.
So is it pleasing for you for lads to get minutes under the belt, especially people like Chris Almond, Chris Sim, and others like that?
Yeah, it is, and you know, Flinney as well. You know, it's another 90 minutes for Flinney. He's not a lot of football, but they're great again with Teagues, and like you say, a lot of lads needed 90 minutes tonight, and they come through it, you know, cramping up a bit at the end, but that's what you want. You know, they've had a good run in them tonight, and we've got a lot of games coming up Saturday, Tuesday, and we're going to need them all. And the pleasing thing for me is that, you know, you look at our bench tonight, how strong it was, and the lads that come in have done great as well.
Like I said, Aaron Grundy, just the one save near the end, really, where he palmed it off for a corner. That were it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Aaron's talking were good and everything else, and, you know, he's come in and done well tonight. So no, all round performance, really pleased with them, and they deserve it. They work hard, these lads, and you know, how many finals is that we've got now at the Macronaw Reebok, because it was, and you know, we've got a great chance of winning another one now.
You took Jack Dorney off early in the first half. Is that an injury?
Yeah, Jack's just feeling his calves a little bit. Both calves just tightened up, so probably just a bit of stiffness from Saturday, maybe. But he should be fine, Jack, I think.
Like I said, it's going to be a nice occasion now to get to the Macron Stadium and have the Atherton Colts or Clitheroe.
Yeah, you know, we've been there, like I say, a few years now, and it's a great occasion for the fans. You know, we fill all the hospitality up. You know, I think we took 2,000 fans last time. So, you know, we've had a tough run here. We had to beat Barrow, who were the favourites away at Barrow. And, you know, now we need to go win that. And it'd be nice to win it again. You know, it was a great occasion last time. And winning breeds confidence, and the lads are full of confidence at the minute. Obviously disappointed on Saturday, but we created enough chances second half Saturday to win that game against Gloucester, so you know, they bounced back again tonight.
Obviously we had a lot of experience and expertise on the bench. Did you not feel any need to put any of the lads on and rest them for the game on Saturday?
No, we've got a lot of games coming up, so we've got a chance tonight to rest the lads that have been playing games, and give the lads who have not had a lot of games, you know, some game time. No, I just wanted to keep them lads on tonight and see how much they could get through. If anyone would be struggling, we could have replaced them. But gives the lads who've been playing a lot of, you know, 90 minutes rest and fresh for Saturday.
Like I said, Saturday, massive game at Harrogate Town. Won't be easy, but on hopefully start another run.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on a great run, and you know, that should have carried on last Saturday. Unfortunately, they, you know, it didn't. You go again. But you see the reaction from the lads tonight. You know, there's a great team spirit here. They were devastated on Saturday. They really deserved something out of the game. But sometimes you don't get what you deserve, and I felt for them on Saturday, but they bounced back tonight, and we'll go to Harrogate full of confidence.
And we've got three massive home games after that against Harrogate.
Yeah, we've got good home games, a couple of Tuesday night games where teams are travelling a long way to come and play us, so you know, them three games, if we could take advantage and get points on the board, then the teams at the top will be looking over the shoulder then.
Obviously we're lower, a bit lower than we thought on places, but we've got a lot of games in hand. Have you told that to the lads and made sure they know that?
Yeah, we just got
to pick up points.
We just got to keep winning matches. We know what the situation is. We know we've got games in hand. You know, we knew that before we went and beat Fylde, and you know, that's still the case. We've got to win our games in hand. We do that, and we're gonna be very high up in the league.